You're listening to SBS News.
Nima and Dawa were weary and slowly waking up as they arrived in Melbourne with their mother following a long-haul Mercy flight. Bhutan's first ever reported case of conjoined twins, the family has landed in Australia for potentially life-saving surgery. Head of Paediatric Surgery at the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne, Dr. Joe Cremeri, says a surgical team is on standby to separate them.
We remain confident we should be able to achieve that in a single operation, and we should be able to achieve a good outcome for both twins. We're offering independently a good and full life. That's what we're aiming for.
Nima and Dawa are joined in the abdomen and lower chest, and doctors believe they share a bowel and liver, which can both be separated. A major challenge for the surgery will be stopping significant blood loss from the liver. Dr. Cremeri says there are also other complexities.
We know the key areas we're going to have to focus on are the bowel and the liver. They seem to be the major areas. We're hoping that we don't have to deal with any of the structures in the chest, and the initial report suggests we won't have to. The liver also in young children has an ability to regenerate, so even if we're losing a little bit for both twins, it's likely they'll be able to regenerate some in the fullness of time. Their time to getting home will depend a lot on our ability to repair the abdominal wall, because obviously they share skin and muscle, and obviously we can't think about sending them home without that area adequately covered and supported.
The girls are from Bhutan, a tiny country in the heart of the Himalayas, which doesn't have the medical resources to help them. The Children First Foundation says it's been a year-long battle to get the girls to Melbourne. CEO Elizabeth Lodge says the charity still needs to raise $250,000 to pay for the one-off surgery and a further $100,000 for rehabilitation.
They're two little independent girls who can't live independently at the moment, so it is a great privilege and honour to be a part of something quite extraordinary for these little girls.
The twins will first receive a checkup at the Royal Children's Hospital before scans give doctors some clarity over the best course of action. But Dr. Cremeri says it's not a time-sensitive situation and the girls won't be rushed into the operating room.
It is a good time to separate them, but we also have time to make sure that they're clinically well enough to allow that to occur.
It marks the second such surgery for the hospital in less than a decade, after doctors successfully separated Bangladeshi girls Trishna and Krishna in 2009. Four surgeons and dozens of specialists are ready to repeat that feat. Omar Dabaj, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.